KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, June 27th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning in the Glen Haven Retirement Village. Hot couple of days coming our way. Mid to upper 90s the high both today and tomorrow. District Judge Corey Kirkland wins a full term on the bench, and a couple of Grady County commissioners will go to a runoff after voting in yesterday's primary election. The story's coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Grady and Caddo County voters opt to keep Corey Kirkland as the district judge for the region. Kirkland, who was appointed to the post last year, defeated two candidates in yesterday's primary election. Kirkland picking up nearly 54% of the vote over challengers Ryland Rivas II and Doug Carroll. Those two split the remaining 46% of the more than 19,000 votes that were cast. Kirkland was appointed to the post by Governor Mary Fallon following the retirement of Richard Van Dyke. Kirkland's term begins in January. Two incumbent Grady County commissioners forced into a runoff after yesterday's voting. In District 3, incumbent Ralph Baird to face fellow Democrat Lee Dorman in the runoff in August. Dorman actually got more votes than Baird, about 100 more. Dorman getting about 47% of the vote. Baird collected about 42%. Jeffrey Kramer garnered 11%. The Baird-Dorman winner in August will take the county commissioner post since no Republicans filed. In Grady County Commissioner District 1, incumbent Wendell Hardy will go to a runoff with Michael Walker. Only 5 votes separated those two men, both getting about 37% of the vote. A third candidate, Billy Clapper, collected about 25% of the tallies. The Hardy-Walker winner in August will go on to serve a 4-year term starting in January, as no Democrats filed for that post. In Caddo County, Assessor Edward Whitworth defeated a Democratic challenger, Kelly K. Ratzliff, and so Whitworth goes to the general election now in November, Whitworth picking up about 53% of the vote in the win. Whitworth will face Republican challenger Belita Jolie Byrd in November. More election results coming up on Cool 105.5.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Checking out the county commissioner races in McLean County in the Republican primary for District 3, Terry Daniel narrowly defeated Jim McLean, Daniel picking up about 52% of the vote. And in County Commissioner District 1, Republican Glenn Murray defeated Chuck Spray by a nearly 2-1 margin. Murray will go on to face Democrat Larry Davis in November. Davis narrowly defeated Chris Sheehy. In some state legislative races, Republican State Representative Scooter Park in District 65 defeated in a close race by Tony Hassenbeck of Elgin. Hassenbeck picked up almost 52% of the GOP vote, winning by about 220 votes. Hassenbeck will go on to face Democrat Brandon Thompson of Sorrel. Thompson defeated his Democratic challenger Sonia England of Elgin by about a 2-1 margin. In the gubernatorial race, in what many consider an upset, Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb did not make the Republican runoff. Lamb finished third in voting against the two top contenders, former Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett and Tulsa businessman Kevin Stitt. They will face off in the August runoff, with the winner going on to the November general election. And former Attorney General Drew Edmondson got a 65% majority in the Democratic primary. over Connie Johnson, so Edmondson will go on to the November ballot. Oklahoma will have legalized medical marijuana. State Question 788 passed with nearly 57% of the statewide vote yesterday. In Grady County, voters narrowly gave the nod to legalize pot, the yeas getting only about 300 more votes. In Caddo County, it got overwhelming support with 65% of the yes vote. Checking some agriculture news this morning. Grain producers only have a couple of more weeks to report acreage numbers to their local farm service agencies. Mark Jackson is with the Grady County office.
July 16th is the deadline to report crops such as peanuts, corn, cotton, soybeans, grain sorghum, watermelons, and summer planted hay crops. In the case of cotton, the acreage must be reported to the FSA before the crop can be sold through the marketing association.
Jackson also said a lot of producers planted millet or Sudan to try to make up for low hay inventories. He said those crops also must be reported by July 16th in order for producers to maintain their eligibility in USDA programs. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $70.53 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $76.31. Natural gas bumps up to $2.94 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,259 and silver, $16.31. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot the next couple of days, mid to upper 90s. The forecast right now, it's fair 77 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven. 224-0909.
In sports, a number of regional OK Kids baseball team have qualified for regional tournaments that will be held across the state over the next couple of weeks. The T-ball regionals are this weekend. There's one regional at Lindsay that will include teams from Blanchard and Fletcher. A regional at Chandler includes a team from Tuttle, and at Durant is a team from Elgin, and a team from Dibble will be playing over at Atoka. Now, the regionals for the Midgets, Peewees, and Coach Pitch teams are next week in the Midgets division. Elgin and Purcell will be host sites. At Elgin, qualifying teams from this area include Tuttle and Washington, while the Midgets regional at Purcell will include Washington. A regional at Weatherford includes a team from Sterling. Blanchard will be a host site for one of the Peewee regionals. Two teams from Blanchard will compete along with one from Lindsay, Anadarko, Fort Cobb, and Washington. In the Peewee regional at Kingfisher are teams from Chickasha and Tuttle. At Paul's Valley, teams from Paul's Valley and Sterling. And the Peewees at Chandler will include a team from Washington. Lindsay hosting a Coach Pitch regional, and that will include teams from Alec, Dibble, Blanchard, and Tuttle. And a Coach Pitch regional at Weatherford next week will include Sterling and Tuttle. In the Coach Pitch regional at Cushing are teams from Fletcher and Purcell. The Arkansas Razorbacks one win away from claiming their first College World Series championship. Arkansas clipped Oregon State 4-1 last night in Omaha in the first game of a best-of-three final series. The teams meet again tonight in Omaha. An Arkansas win gives them their championship. Oregon State needs a win to force a third and deciding game that will be played tomorrow. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers now have lost three straight home games, dropping a 5-4 decision to Nashville last night. The Dodgers scored twice in the seventh to tie the game at 4, but the Sounds got the game-winning run in the top of the ninth. The teams play a doubleheader at the break today, starting at 4:35. Our cool news, weather, and sports, all sponsored by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.